This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A major earthquake struck Turkey and Syria on Monday, killing more than 2,600 people and flattening thousands of buildings as rescuers dug with bare hands for survivors. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All over southern Turkey, rescuers are in a desperate race against time to find survivors following one of the most powerful earthquakes to strike the country in decades. Videos on social media show streets of destroyed apartment blocks due to the quake, which had a magnitude of 7.8, according to preliminary readings. Collapsing buildings hampered rescue efforts as powerful aftershocks shook the region. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The death toll of more than 2,600 is likely to rise as rescuers continue to dig through thousands of crushed buildings. Oben Coben is the government relations and security advisor for Save the Children in Istanbul. He tells VOA's Carol Van Dam it's by far the worst quake in the last 100 years in Turkey.
In total, more than 5,000 buildings have collapsed. The ones that could have been accessed, the safe and security, security teams are providing services, rescue operations going on.
Are your people there too, also trying to get people out of those crushed buildings?
What we are trying to do is we are trying to access the area because it's almost impossible. There are no flights. Airports have been damaged.
Dozens of nations have pledged aid since the 7.8 magnitude quake, which hit as people were still sleeping and amid freezing weather that has hampered emergency efforts. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Monday declared 7 days of national mourning for the victims of the earthquake. This is VOA News. Ukraine sowed confusion on Monday about whether its defense minister would be replaced, creating doubts about the leadership of its war effort just as it braces for an expected Russian offensive. A day after announcing he would be sidelined, a top ally of President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared to row back, saying no changes would be made this week. The confusion caps a two-week crackdown on alleged official wrongdoing, Ukraine's biggest political and administrative shakeup since Russia invaded a year ago. A huge chunk of plants and animals in the United States are facing extinction, Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Leading conservation research group NatureServe found that 40% of animals and 34% of plants are at risk of dying out, while 41% of ecosystems are facing a total collapse. Everything from crayfish and cacti to iconic American species such as the Venus flytrap are in danger of disappearing. A new report by NatureServe analyzed data from its network of over 1,000 scientists across the U.S. and Canada.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Britain faces a fresh wave of strikes, this time hitting basic health services. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance staff have walked off the job in what unions are calling the biggest strike in history of the country's public health system. Victoria Busk, a trainee nursing associate at a trauma centre, says hospitals are understaffed and nurses run off our feet 24/7. The strikes pile more pressure on the state-funded National Health Service. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in the U.S. are investigating a nursing home in New York that pronounced a woman dead but then started breathing at a funeral home. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports this has happened before at facilities in other U.S. states.
Officials say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at Water's Edge Rehab and Nursing Center in Port Jefferson but found to be breathing 3 hours later at the funeral home where she'd been taken. This happened Saturday, days after the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Care Center in Iowa was fined $10,000 over a similar incident where a 66-year-old woman was put in a body bag and taken to a crematory. But workers there found her breathing. She was returned to hospice care where she died January 5th. Julie Walker, New York.
The White House said Monday the United States is in the process of recovering debris from the Chinese balloon out of the Atlantic Ocean for analysis by intelligence experts, and there is no plan to give the remains back to Beijing. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.